Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G.R.L. is now red great. Those were the days.
In the living room, Michael and Gloria read the paper.
My, that's the 11th time I've been up and down those stairs this morning.
I don't know why you do it, Ma. I know Oscar is a guest, but he's impossible. I can see why he drives Daddy up the wall.
Oh, well, he won't be here for long. Where is your father, anyway?
Oh, Oscar got up early, came down and grabbed Archie's sports section. He went back to bed, so Archie had to go out and get another paper.
Oh, I bet that made him mad. There was one other relative that aggravated your father-in-law like that. Kind of a tall fella with reddish hair and real large earlobes. And warts on his right hand that he used to wear a glove to cover.
Ma, that's Cousin Oscar.
That's right. He just don't wear the glove no more. Oh, Archie, there you are. You had to get another paper.
No, Edith. I had to go out and inspect the traffic lights. Don't walk, walk, don't walk, walk, walk. They work fine. Oh, I got something to tell all of you. I made up my mind. I'm going to get rid of that bum Oscar today. I got a call into Cousin Lou in Detroit. He's the head of the family. Let him figure out some way to get Oscar home. And by the way, where's our guest of honor at this moment?
He's in bed.
12 o'clock nearly, and that deadbeat is still up there sawing wood.
Maybe he's tired.
Well, I ain't surprised. He was up half the night flushing a toilet. That's what has me a wreck today.
Yeah, I heard that too. Maybe the man has a problem. Maybe he isn't well.
Oh, he's well, all right. After the third flush, he was doing it to spite me. All his life, he's been spiting.
It could be insomnia. Some people listen to water to help them fall asleep.
So he was running between his room and the toilet 32 times to help himself go to sleep, Edith?
Does sound complicated when you think about it.
Now, do me a favor, huh? Just butt out of the conversation. His whole being here is your fault anyhow. Now, will you vacate that chair, meathead?
Michael gets out of Archie's armchair.
The man showed up at our front door looking so desperate.
He's your cousin, Archie. How could I say no?
This way, Edith. No.
Maybe we'll all feel better if we have breakfast now.
Oh, yeah, good. I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. Shouldn't we tell Oscar we're eating?
No. If he's still up there, we'll leave him go hungry.
Oh, he won't go hungry. Right after he went to bed with your sports section, I took him up a little something.
Edith, I'm the married guy here, and I don't get my breakfast in bed.
It was just a poached egg and some prunes.
That ain't the point what it is, Edith. And if there's anything that that guy don't need, it's prunes. I'm going around trying to figure out how to get rid of the guy, and she's giving him breakfast in bed. And nothing on the table for us.
I'll get it right away.
I'll help you, Ma.
The men sit at the table.
Hey, Arch, how long you felt this way about Oscar?
Oh, forever. He was 6 years older than me. He was always this big hunk with a whole lot of red hair and earlobes as big as apricots. And all kinds of warts. And when we was kids, he was always chasing me on the grass and knocking me down and sitting on my face.
Michael beams.
That's it?
Ain't that enough?
You mean all he ever did was sit on your face on the grass?
Sometimes on the cement.
I can see we can really get to hate a guy for that.
How's Cousin Oscar related to you anyway, Daddy?
Who knows? Like any second cousin, 8 or 9 times removed.
Wait a minute. minute. I think I remember. Your sister Alma had a brother Phil.
Wait a minute, Edith. Why do you say my sister Alma had a brother Phil? My sister had a brother Phil, and I had a brother Phil, too, right?
Well, sure. But it's that way in every family,
Archie. He rolls his eyes.
Like my sister Helen is also my sister Gertrude.
Oh, stifle it, Lee. I like to stifle it. What is this? What's in these bottles here?
Oh, those are Oscar's vitamin supplements.
He don't need no supplements. The guy eats as much as all of us put together. If Oscar was here regular, I'd give myself 3 months and it's over the hill to the poorhouse for me.
Exactly.
No, forget it, Edith. I got no appetite anymore. Somebody get me a cigar.
Right away.
Oh, let me do it, Ma.
Gloria rises.
Did he bring these vitamins with him?
Oh, no. When I went shopping, there was on his food order.
His food order? Edith, these vitamins cost the moon. What else was on a food order?
Oh, nothing. Just the regular. Meat, fruit, liquor.
You bought him liquor?
You only had rye. He wanted brandy.
She says.
He wanted brandy.
Daddy, I don't see any cigars here.
Well, just look a little hard, little girl, will you? No, use your eyes over there. Edith, what do we got going here? Brandy, who do I look like, the Duke of Windsor? Edith, let me see the rest of the food off.
Oh, I don't have it. I think I threw it away.
What do you mean you think you threw it away? A, you did, or B, you didn't. Pick one.
I think I'll pick A.
Gloria paces.
Daddy, there aren't any cigars here.
She says there are no cigars there. Edith, what happened to my cigars?
I guess you better ask Oscar.
Oscar don't smoke cigars.
She does now.
She shows him the empty cigar box.
Now, that's the thing that broke the straw. That's all there is to it. I'm going to get rid of that freeloader today, right now. Mike, go up and tell him.
Why me?
Because I asked you to. Can't you do that? Run upstairs, huh? Tell him, get out of bed, get out of my pajamas, and get his tail down here.
Michael heads up.
And you two, come on, clear off the table, huh? Come on.
Oh, well, maybe we better wait.
What, 40?
Well, it's almost his lunchtime, and his steak is already defrosting.
His steak? Put that steak back in the freezer. It's probably big enough for the four of us. We can have it for New Year's Eve. And he ain't gonna have time for no lunch anyway, because I'm gonna get rid of Cousin Oscar in post and in haste. Now, come on, get the food off the table. He'll eat anything in sight, that guy. Hurry up, come on, Gloria.
He herds the women into the kitchen.
The family feel it and go just so far. And you gotta grab the bull by the corns and heave-ho.
Michael returns, shocked.
Well, did you get him up? Is he coming down here?
No.
What do you mean, no? You didn't get him up or he ain't coming down?
Both.
What is that foolish look on your face? Why didn't you wake Oscar up?
He's dead.
What?
He's dead.
What are you telling me a thing like that for?
Because he is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Archie hurries upstairs. At the foot of the stairs, Michael waits patiently, peering up. Archie comes back down, slower this time.
Well, he sat on my face again? He's got relations in 16 cities, but he's got to pick my attic to die
in. Is Oscar down yet, Archie?
No, he ain't. Either say nothing to your mother-in-law. She can't handle these things. She flies all to pieces.
Is something wrong? What happened?
No, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. She flies right to pieces. Now, keep going.
Where's Oscar?
In bed.
He hasn't moved.
So funny about?
Is something wrong with Oscar?
Yeah. She's gone right to pieces. Nobody even told her yet.
Told me what?
Told her what?
Is it about Oscar?
Now, Edith, please, don't get hysterical, huh?
I think there's something wrong with Oscar.
Now, don't go up there.
Why not?
Wait, just calm down now, you two women. Just calm down. Gee whiz, there's no reason to get hysterical at a time like this. What we don't need is a lot of screaming and crying.
Who's screaming and who's crying? Michael, what do you mean at a time like this?
Will you think Tui is just dummy up, huh? Let me handle it. Edith. I got something to tell you.
Oscar's dead, isn't he?
Why couldn't you wait for me to tell you?
Ma! Ma! What'll we do?
Why, we'll call the doctor. We'll call Dr. Kelly so we can come over here and sign the certificate so we can move the body.
Gloria clutches Edith.
I'll move the body. Hello? Yes, operator, put him on, will you? It's Lou from Detroit. Hello, Lou. Hi. Archie from New York. Yeah. Lou, I was calling you for something before, but now it's something else. I gotta tell you. Anyway, get ready for a little bad news. Cousin Oscar's dead here. What do you mean, how's the weather in New York? I just told you Oscar's dead. We gotta get him back to Detroit to be buried there. Now, come on, Lou. No, he was closest to your end of the family out there. I think you're legally responsible for the body. What do you mean possession is 9/10 of the law? That's right, huh? Come on. Listen, Lou, all right, don't get mad. Okay, we can do it here. He can be buried in New York, Edith and I can handle it. But what about the money? Well, you got plenty of relations out there. Just pass the hat, get something, you know? Send us the money, wire it to me. Yeah, you do that, Lou, and get back to me and fast, huh? Goodbye. You crumb. How much is a house call from Doc Kelly, huh?
$20.
And how much do you figure that phone to Detroit?
About 3.5.
Oh, jeez. And maybe another 30 to have this guy collected.
He points his thumb up.
Are you still doing it to me, Oscar boy? You ain't dead 20 minutes, and already you cost me more than $50. What's that, Freddy?
Archie's on the phone.
Oh, Freddy, I mean, I'm only a second cousin. You're a face now. You got to help this thing. I did call other people. I called Cousin Lou in Detroit. He's taking up a collection amongst the relations out there. But listen, you got to help me with this thing, too.
Edith and Gloria wear black, and Fred, Archie and Michael are in suits.
And get back to me, huh? Fast, I'll wait for the call. Yeah, goodbye. You crow.
He walks over to Edith and a short man.
All right, Whitehead, what do you got to show us?
Archie, like I was just telling your wife, you made a wise choice. By entrusting your beloved to a neighborhood mortuary, you're going to come out smelling like a rose.
Whitehead, how much?
First and foremost, Whitehead Brothers wants to create a beautiful and lasting memory picture of the loved one.
Oh, ain't that nice. Undertakers sound like Mother's Day cards.
Mrs. Bunker, we say funeral directors now. You're not supposed to say undertakers anymore.
Oh. Like the mafia.
Hush tight. Whitehead, come here. Now, listen. I know you 13 years from the lodge, right? And you know me. Now, can I get a simple answer to a simple question, huh? How much?
Well, let's take a look at the book.
Go ahead.
All right, here's we got the 329L Arch. We call it the Patriot. Now, the motif is early American, as you can see. Maple hardwood, red, white, and blue quilting. And painted on the inside lid, facing the deceased, the American flag.
How much?
What's the difference how much, Archie? Gee, Mr. Whitehead, I've been listening to you, and if you don't mind my speaking openly,
What better time for it, son? In the presence of death, we are all of us achingly aware of the solitude...
Now, Whitehead, hold, will you? Spare us the stained glass language. What was you saying?
Well, I just think this whole thing is barbaric. It's like some kind of circus.
You said it, and I'm a clown in the middle ring. Come on, Whitehead. Now, how much are you going to charge me for that flag number, huh?
$325.
$325 just for a box?
The casket, Arch. His home through eternity.
The man couldn't care less about a home than he was living. I'm supposed to give a home to eternity? Hold on now. No, eat it. No, I'll answer the door. I can't stand looking at them things. Will you go over and pick something out, huh? From the back of the book. Oh, Mrs. Jefferson, how are you?
Mr. Bunker, I came as soon as I heard the news. I'm so sorry.
Now, what are you going to do?
Was his death untimely?
Yeah, around lunchtime.
The black woman wears a blue skirt suit and matching fascinator. She holds a cake.
Well, I brought this for you.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Jefferson. Well, you know where the table is over there, huh?
Yes.
Hey, Edith, Mrs. Jefferson is here.
What a lovely cake.
Hey, Edith, a moment over here, huh? A moment. All right. Edith, we got people coming. Try and get an apron on her. Maybe they'll think she's the maid. Go on.
He opens the door for an elderly couple.
Oh, hiya, Jimmy. Hiya. Yeah.
Archie.
Yeah. No.
Don't say nothing. I know how you feel.
We know just how you feel. Jim lost his father 3 years ago last month. It was a beautiful service.
$926.
Excuse me, Jimmy, huh? Edith, the McNabs are here, huh? White, come here. Let me ask you something. Did you do the job on Jim McNabb's old man about 3 years ago?
Jim McNabb's father.
$926.
Yeah, we did it.
Are you telling me that McNabb laid out that much money for a funeral?
Archie, look, the important thing is when you walk away from that cemetery after a Whitehead funeral, you're going to be able to hold your head up high.
Whitehead. Archie, it's a telegram for you.
Good, it's the relations in Detroit with the collection. Let's see how high they want to hold up their heads. About this high.
He knocks on the table and hands the telegram to Edith.
$73.25.
Our pet department gets that for a canary.
Excuse me.
Whitey, it's time for a little plain talk. Can a guy buy something such as used?
Used?
Used. You got any floor models, demonstrators, fleet charts?
What you want, then, is something modestly priced.
Cheap, White. Okay, cheap. Now, find something like that for me in here. I got to make a phone call.
Edith opens the door. The woman, dressed in black, collapses on Archie's shoulder.
Who are you?
She wipes her tears with his tie.
Our cousin Bertha, Wilbur's daughter from Ozone Park.
Oh, Edith.
It's been 11 years. I'll pull myself together, Archie. We'll have a long talk.
She's a debt in the family that come crawling out of the woodwork.
Mr. Bunker, do you think the funeral will be in the morning? I usually do my shopping in the morning.
Well, I'll keep it in mind. Maybe we can pass the market on the way.
Mrs. McNabb nods and leaves as Archie turns back to the phone.
Come on, operator, will you? Listen, I'm trying to get a line through to Cicero Lenoir's. Yeah. What are you doing? Well, nuts to you, too. Mike, come over here. Stop feeding your face and help me, will you? Do something around here. Keep dialing that number on the pad there. When you get a line, let me know.
Hey, Archie.
Billy Hartfield, how did you find out?
Oh, Kenny's wife told my old lady. Anyway, when's the funeral, Arch?
I don't know, Billy. We're waking up to it.
Well, whenever, don't worry. I mean, the whole department's going to turn out. We got it in the new union contract. Half day for funeral.
Get a chair somewhere to sit down, huh?
Gee, it's the Reverend Felton. gotcha. Oh,
good night, nice. Hold it, Whitehead. Oh, hi there, Reverend. How are you?
Mr. Bunker, I was so unhappy to hear of your sorrow. I know that mere words cannot substitute for your loss.
Well, you can say that again, Reverend. You gotta excuse me, because I got my funereal director over here. So, just do something. Hurry, eat some cake and cookies. Go ahead, Whitehead. Shoot.
Archie, I got an item here on page 8. Now, it's the lowest one we got, number 101P, 9750. But there's no guarantee against warping.
Sold.
Let's see what it comes to with the other essentials. There's the burial plot, the memorial tablet, limousine service, memorial prayer booklets.
You're building it up.
Recorded organ building, music. What y'all throwing free, Archie?
You're building up. Give me the numbers.
All right, it's about that figured in.
That's over $600, White, and I can't go for that.
Well, we can talk
about
it. Hey, Arch,
hi, ringing.
Don't go away. I got a call.
He hurries over to take the phone.
Yeah. Hello, is that you, Freddie? Well, who's this? Oh, Debbie Marie, huh? Well, is your daddy there? It's your birthday? No, no, Debbie Marie, I don't want to guess how old you are. All right, 5. 6, then. Look, kid, this is a long-distance call. I don't give a damn how old you are. Get your old man on the phone! Freddie, where are you? I'm waiting for your call here. Huh? I know it's Debbie Marie's birthday. Look, Freddie, I don't want to guess her age. I've done that already. Freddie, are you going to help me or not? What do you mean your wife won't let you? No, let them cut the cake themselves. Freddie, stay with me on this line, will you? Call your long-distance. Freddie, now don't get off the line, Fred. There he goes. What a crumb.
Michael's carrying a book.
Gee, let me talk to you for a second.
What?
I think I figured something out here. I've been doing some checking up, and I think I figured out a way it won't cost you a penny. Of course, I don't know if you want to go for it.
I'll go for anything like that. What is it?
Well, you see, a cousin is not like a brother or a sister. I mean, there may be a moral obligation, but there's no legal one. So if you want, all you have to do is call a coroner's office. They'll go over to Whitehead's, pick up the body, and then dispose of it.
Wait a minute. I already sent him to makeup.
We'll pay for the makeup. Will they pay for the funeral?
Well, that's just it. There is no funeral. See, they just put him in the ground in a place they call Potter's Field. You know, it's for paupers.
Well, that's Oscar. Hey, boy. Hey, in a pinch, you really come through there. That's sensational. Hey, I hate to do this to you, Whitehead, but we're going to go this way for nothing.
Archie, the Reverend felt you would like you to tell him something about Oscar, you know, for the service at the funeral.
Yeah, well, Edith, there ain't gonna be no funeral.
What?
Don't argue. Whitehead, you heard what I said? Put your folders away.
Yeah, I heard you, Archie, but your friends and relatives didn't. I'm waiting to hear you tell them.
Well, you're gonna hear me tell them right now. No, Edith, I'm not gonna do it. No, we're gonna do it. Listen, everybody, give me your attention, all of you, huh? Because I want to tell you something about the funeral.
Archie, listen. Don't you see, funerals ain't for the dead. They're for the living. All right, maybe you didn't like Oscar, but he don't matter now. What matters now is your friends and your relatives. The man upstairs. The maker of us all. That matters, Arch. That matters.
Oh, Whitehead.
Archie, we've been through worse than this.
When was that, Edith?
Well, we've been through things just as bad.
When, Edith?
Well, then we've been pretty lucky, ain't we?
What do you want me to do? Spend over $600 on a funeral for a cousin who used to sit on my face?
She ponders, then smiles.
He'll never do it again.
Now, folks, what I want to tell you is...
He cocks an eyebrow at the sight of Reverend Felcher's solemn gaze. Archie looks around the room. Billy watches him expectantly. So do the McNabs and Cousin Bertha. Archie turns to find Edith's eyes imploring him.
The funeral is going to be Saturday.
Archie.
What?
You better make it Friday. They're negotiating right now, but the gravediggers may go on strike Friday midnight.
Friday, everybody. The funeral's going to be on Friday.
Edith beams at Archie. The family returns from the funeral dressed in its best. Archie puffs on a cigar.
Well, thank heavens that's over with.
Boy, what a travesty.
It was nice, wasn't it? Reverend Felch's remarks were so beautiful. Looking back over their childhood, Oscar's and Archie's, how they played together all those years ago.
What are you talking about? What do you mean how they played together? All Oscar ever did was knock Archie down and sit on his face.
The deceased ain't hardly cold yet. Have a little respect.
Jeez. What's with him? Before the funeral, he was another man.
I must say it was impressive. Barbaric, but impressive. Where'd all those people come from?
Yeah, what made so many people show up?
Are you kidding? When Archie Bunker gives a funeral, people show up.
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Bert Stiler and Norman Lear. Story by Bert Stiler. Jack Grimes as Mr. Whitehead. Will B. Abel as Reverend Felcher. M. Emmett Walsh as Billy. Isabel Sanford as Mrs. Jefferson.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Associate producer George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.